Daf is Daf Ayin. So we got to the bottom of Samech Tes Amin Beis, the last few lines. I really should have read this yesterday. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, "I loved Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Had Rabbi Yochanan not said Tsnuin Rabbi Dosa Amu Davar Echad, that these two didn't say the same thing, I would have thought Man Tanat Tsnuim. Who was the author of the Mishnah about Tsnuim, about the people they were taking away, the Ganavim, and the Tsnuim didn't want them to violate the other Isser of Kerem Ravai, so they would set aside money and have the Kerem Ravai be Mechula on the money. So I would have thought that who authored that Mishnah of Tsnuim, that would have been Rabbi Dosa. And why? Ki Heichi Delo Tikshe Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan. So we wouldn't have, we had the memory of two different Stam Mishnayos saying the different things. So now if we establish the Mishnah of Tsnum is no longer Stam, it's no longer the Rove, rather it's just the Das Yachid, namely Rabbi Dosa, and then I would have said that Rabbi Yochanan, Kistam Yechida Lo Amar. He doesn't hold like my Stam Mishnah, even though it doesn't have the author. If we find out who the author is and it's a Das Yachid, he doesn't hold it, he ignores it. That's what I would have concluded. But now that we know that Rabbi Yochanan says Tsnuin, Rabbi Dosa say the same thing, but they're not the same person, not the same author, that's why we got into the whole discussion about yesterday. Okay. New topic now. The Gemara says on the top of Ayin and Aleph, Amri Nahardai and Nahardai, they would say, Lo Kasvinin or Chasa Amel Totali. What does this mean? Or Chasa, says Rashi, Harsha. Harsha is what they probably call power of attorney in English, yeah. So a power of attorney, where you give someone the right to represent you. So you are not allowed to write one on metaltun. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, La Meimar, my taima. What was the reason for this? Amar Le, Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan. Back to our sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, De Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gazal v'lo nisyaishu abaylam. If someone steals, and the initial owner doesn't give up hope, so he still has, he hasn't relinquished his title on it yet. Shneim einam yechobim lahakdish. Both parties, the nignav and the ganav, can't be makdish, as we know already. The ganav can't because it's not his. He can't be makdish the object. And so the nignav can't either because it's on his rishus. So you can't be makdish something that's on your rishus. So too, I cannot appoint a shliach to represent me on metaltim with metaltim that are in someone else's rishus. If they're in Andy's rishus, even though they're mine, I don't have the ability to give him the rights to represent me. So that's why he can't write a harsha, a power of attorney on metaltim. Ikadami, others say, Amri Nahardai, they would say, Lo Kasvinin or Chasa am Metaltali de Kafre. They said the only time you can't write a harsha is only when the nifka, the one who's watching, the shomer, the one who's watching the metaltalim, he denies that they're yours. But if he doesn't deny, if he agrees that they're mine, then I have the right to appoint the power of attorney, says the Gemara. Taima de Kafre, only because the shomer denied that they're mine. So when I write a document, a power of attorney, tell Adam to go retrieve my money that's, or my watch that's in Andy's property, and Andy denies it, that's not my watch, I write him a document that sounds like it's a sheker. I'm writing a false document there. Aval lo kafri, if Andy doesn't deny it, he knows, he acknowledges that's my watch that he's watching, then Kasfin and them allowed to write and appoint to Adam to be the power of attorney to represent me to go collect the watch. That's when it's permitted. So we see, according to this Ikadamri, they hold that you are able to.
But I don't understand it. One is you're actually changing the status of who owns the good. Here you're just doing it.
This is a huge topic, this discussion. Huge.
Right.
There's so much.
It's
huge.
It doesn't make it completely different.
Right. So for me to explain just what's going on here, this Gemara appears probably five times in Shas or so. It says two, I think more than two times though, in Shas, this discussion. And there's a machlokas who's shown him, like an eight-way machlokas who's shown him how to understand what's going on here. When I appoint a power of attorney, is it simply a shliach, like you're saying? Or is it me giving him rights? Am I passing on ownership to him? Is it shutvis? The Gemara is going to explain later on. There's shutvis here. So the Gemara itself has four different approaches, and within each of the approaches, there's another machlokas we've shown him. So don't expect to understand this just a simple daffy. That's all I'm trying to say. It's very hard. To say it further, you Rav Rosenzweig wrote his dissertation on this for his Jewish history PhD. So it's not a simple topic. Okay. The Gemara says, and plus I don't know how to answer your question either. So
it's too long.
The Gemara says, Amri Nahardai. I must have done this three different times with him in Shir over the 8 years I was there, and I don't think I understood it any of the times that we did it. So, okay. Amri Nahardai. Urchasa de lo ksibei. Any harsha, any document of power of attorney that it doesn't say Zeal, don, vizoche, v'apik, which means go and deal with him in a din Torah, and vizoche, and apik, and take it out of his, bring it, retrieve it back from me. If it doesn't say that, lenafshech, to yourself, that he should have some ownership now, less be mashash, it doesn't work at all. I mean, according to this understanding right now is, not only are you appointing him to be your representative, but you're appointing him to have some zechus in the object. So he has some ownership right now. My time. So what's the reason? Mishum d'amr le, because now Andy, who's the shomer, who's watching my watch, heyach lav bal dvar didiat. You say, Adam, who's Adam? I'm not dealing with Adam. What's his power of attorney business? He can't represent you. But if I say, Adam, actually, I'm giving him some ownership to it. So he said, no, I have some chelik in it. So now Adam can't say, Andy can't say to Adam, get out of here. Adam says, no, I own part of this. Part of this is mine. So that's part of the issue. Is it a shliach? Is it shutzvitz?
So here it's explaining why he cannot be the shliach.
Why? He can't be the shliach, exactly.
Because unless he writes that it's going to be first yours, then it is a change of ownership.
Exactly. It sounds like here it's more than simple shlichus.
Right.
But I think there's a later on we're going to see it actually might be shliach in the Gemara. So it's not very easy to understand what's going on here. And there's so many different layers here. Amar Abai says, "V'iksiv be lemechzer l'shlish levia." If he says that you're going to have half the item, or a third, or a quarter of the item, I'm giving over to Adam as my power of attorney. Then migo de mishtay dina apalga mishtay dina akum. So from the fact that Andy has to deal with Adam regarding half or a quarter that he owns, then he's able to deal with him the entire amount that he's holding on to. Amar Meimar says further, "Itafis lamafkina minay." If Adam goes ahead and he collects it, now look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'itafas shliach mishal neman. So he's calling him a shliach now, not only a shutzvis. So shliach, if the shliach Adam goes and tries taking from the neman who I trusted in Andy to be my shomer, if he takes it, lo mafkina minei, we don't take it out of Adam's possession, says Rashi. Lo mafkina minei, afa gav de lo ksibbe, apik nalanafshech. He argues, I don't have to give him actually some ownership. Simply appointing him to be my representative, that's enough. And there's no dealing with him. If he goes ahead and takes it, we keep it, and we're not mafkia from the rishus of Adam. Now, does Adam get to keep it himself, or does Adam hold on to it till he brings it back to me? That's part of the discussion in the Rishonim as well. I hope just making you realize that this is all very unclear. Okay.
So according to Amir, why can't he say loud ball as well as the yacht if it doesn't have optics?
Right. So that this is part of the debate. It's very unclear what's going on.
He took it. It's too late. The guy grabbed it.
In the first place, you say, don't talk to me, but if Adam goes into Andy's house and takes it away, now it's in a place of Safik. Mama Muta Basafik, what do you do? Motzi Mechavera La Faraya. So, again, still very unclear. It's not going to get any clearer. Amar Meimar says now, Itafis, Lomafkina Mene, we just saw, Rav Ashi Amar, Kevin de Kosri Le, if he writes me, as the Mishalech, I write, called misane mindina kabilsa alai. If I'm willing to take upon myself, look at Rashi. Kevin dechsiv kabilsa alai alma shliach shavye hogach itafis mafkin mine. If I write anything that happens is my responsibility, Adam's not responsible at all. I'm taking all achras upon myself. Then clearly, I'm only appointing him to be a shliach. Now, if he's only a shliach and Adam goes ahead and takes it, then you can take it back from him because Adam has no right to hold on to it. Now, further, Ikadami, others say, Shutva Shavya, no. I make him into a Shutuf. Now, is that only a Shutuf when I say that he's able to be getting a half of it, or a quarter, he's a chalik in it, or no? When I appoint him as a power of attorney, he actually becomes a Shutuf. So, Lamayin Afkmina, what's the difference? The Mitfas Palga, if he's a Shutuf, that means he's able to hold on to half the item. If he's simply a Shliach, then Adam has no right at all to hold on to this object. The Hilchasa Shliach Shavi, in the end of the day, we assume he's a Shliach, he's only an agent, but he has no Shutvas here at all, and that's how the Gemara concludes. Again, extremely, extremely confusing. That's all. One of these days, you have to just kind of go through the daf, understand a little bit of on the surface, and wait to read the dissertation to understand what's going on here.
Okay. When it says the Mainach Kamina, is this with reference to that? If he wouldn't be a Shutaf, he wouldn't be able to grab it at all? Is that what the Mishnah?
Yeah.
He owns half? Or is he saying that he can actually keep the half from the other guy, from the first guy who claims he owns it?
So, I'm not sure. If you look at Rashi, just look at the Tosfos, by the way. There's two large Tosfos in here. But look at Rashi, the Hilchasa, right above the Mishnah in Rashi. The Halchi Garcina, Hilchasa, Shliach Shavye, Velo Shaka Midi. It sounds like it's only regarding he can't take any of the money, he doesn't keep the money. But is he able to represent me? It sounds like he can represent me.
If he's Tophus, he can just take it. But it doesn't change that part of it.
He doesn't. I mean, Adam can be Tophus it, but he can't keep it for himself.
Right.
And also, it sounds like Andy can say Lav Bal Dvar Matidia, even though he really has no shaykhus to it.
Right.
So, okay. I hope. Fine. It's very unclear. We'll leave it at that. Fighter. New Mishnah. Mishnah says Ganav Al Pishnayim V'Tavach Omach Al Pihem. Person steals, and two people witness the gneva. And then he goes ahead and shechs it and sells the meat on the with the aidus of these same two people. The halacha will be he pays kefel dal vehe. Oh, al pishneim acherim, or let's say two other people witness the second half. Two people see the gneva, two other people see the tvichel mechira. So halacha is mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamish. You pay 4 and 5 because they have good aidus. Ganav u'machar b'shabbos, you steal and you sell on Shabbos itself. Or ganav u'machar l'avodah zarah, you steal and you sell to avodah zarah. Ganav u'tavach b'yom ha-kippurim. So just Rashi points out here, look at Rashi, ganav u'machar b'shabbos, aval tavach kamlei b'dirabi mine. If you sell on Shabbos, you're chai, but for shechting on Shabbos, there's a iser shechita, one of malachos. So one would be the kamlei b'dirabi mine, the chiyam misa, would override the payment of Dal Vahey, so it has to be that the Tvicha cannot be on Shabbos, but the Mechira may be done on Shabbos, and you have to pay the Dal Vahey. As opposed to if the Tvicha took place in Yom Kippur, says Rashi, De'ein Zidona El Karis. There is no Mises Bezdin on violating Melacha on Yom Kippur, there's only Karis. Karis, we do not typically say, Kamle B'Dirabi Minei. So therefore, even though he gets a Chiv Karis, he still would have to pay the Tashlumim of Dal Vahey, shechting the stolen object on Yom Kippur. So we're now bringing all these additional cases. So again, the Mishnah said, Ganav v'tavach b'yom ha-kippurim. Or Ganav mishal aviv, he steals from his father, v'tavach u'mach, and then sells it, and shechs it, and sells it. V'chakach meis aviv, even though later his father died, so he ended up inheriting it, it was too late. He already did the geneva and tzvichah mechira. He pays the dal v'hei. Ganav v'tavach v'chakach hektish, he steals it, and he shechs it, and then afterwards, he's makdish it. So then, misham tashu medal v'hei, still, the hektish only took place after all the events. In all the above mentioned cases, you pay dal v'hei. But let's say tavach ganav v'tavach l'refua, if he steals and shechs for refua purposes, not really to gain any money. Oh, l'klavim, he shechs it to give to the dogs. Or hashochet v'nimtei shefa, he shechs the animal, but the animal's a shefa, has a punctured lung. Hashochet chulin bazar, he shechs chulin in the base of mikdash, which is aser. This is an iser deraisa according to most amarim. Some say it's iser midirbanan, but still an iser shechita. You can't eat that the food. Mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. All these cases, you pay the 4 or 5. I don't care why you're shechting it for dogs or for the refua chulin bazar. It's all a good shechita, and you have to pay dal v'hei. But Rabbi Shimon poter bishnei elu. The last two, he says you're poter. Look at Rashi bishnei elu, 8 lines up. Betrefa ubechulin bazar. These two cases, he says, you don't pay the dal v'hei. The kasava Rabbi Shimon holds the shechita she'ena ruya lo shma shechita. If it's shechita that's not fit for eating, it's not called the shechita. You don't pay dal v'hei. So shechita of a trefa, that's not called the shechita. You can't eat the animal. A shechita chulin bazara, you can't eat that animal. But aval refua uleklavim, if I shecht it for medical purposes, even though I don't plan on eating it. Or a shechta for dogs, shechita ruya he. It's still a good shechita. Dibai matzi achamine. If I wanted, I could eat from it. Even though my kavana was for refua, my kavana was for the dogs. If it's a good shechita, I could eat from it. As opposed to a shechita of a trefa, I can't eat from that animal. A shechita of chum bazar, I can't eat from that animal. And that's Rabbi Shimon's understanding. So this is the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, lema masnisin dilok Rabbi Kiva. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Di Rabbi Kiva. Ha'amar davar v'lo chati davar. The pasuk says that lo yakum aid echad be'ish l'chol avon. One aid cannot stand up against a person about a sin. Ol chol chatas b'chol cheda sheyechta al pishnei edim or al pish lo shedvarim yakum davar. You need two edim on a davar, on an entire concept, but you can't have on a chati davar. So what's happening here is if you have two edim, look at Rashi. Rashi says davar v'lo chati davar al pishneim edim yakum davar. V'hani ede tvicha dekatani b'masisin o al pishnei shayim edim acherim chati davar dekamas hadi. What's going on here is that the second set of edim, the Mishnah says, if you have two edim on the geneva, and then two edim, different edim on the tvicha mechira, they'd pay dal v'hei. But why? The edis on the tvicha mechira is a chati davar. A tvicha mechir without a geneva beforehand is chatzidamer. It doesn't mean anything. Why you testify that Reuven shechted an animal? It means nothing. He could shecht any animal it's his. I don't know it's not his. I need the geneva, the first half, to tell me he was shechting someone else's object. So it's only chatzidamer. But still, nonetheless, we allow the second set of Edim who are testifying only on the Tzvich Mechir is enough to make him pay Dalvehe, even though it's a Chatzi Davar. This is against Rabbi Kiva, who says it has to be Davar, but it can't be a Chatzi Davar.
But he would be Mechayev
Keifa. Geneva would be Chayev, because a Geneva is an independent right. testimony. That stands alone. That's a Davar. But the Tzvich Mechir, he wouldn't be Chayev on, right? So where we see the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the sign in the Brisa says, last three lines of Ayin Amun Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yossi, when he went to learn Torah, Amrila, others say it was the other way around, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went to Eitzel Abba Chalafta, Lilmot Torah. Amrila, so he says to him, Haresha Achla Shana Rishona Bifnei Shnaim. If he eats 1 year, referring to Chazaka, so he eats 1 year in front of two people, Shnia the second year Bifnei Shnaim in front of two other people, and Shlishis Bifnei Shnaim in 30 in front of two other people, Mahu, what's halach? Is that going to be considered a chazakah since there are three sets of Edom? Each year independently is worthless. I need a total of 3 years for me on my squatting on your land for me to create that chazakah whereby I wouldn't have to hold on to my shtar anymore. If I buy a property from you, I have a shtar. The halacha tells me I only need to keep it for 3 years. If I have Edom that I was there for three consecutive years, I'm good. So let's say each year was separate by two different Edom. Is that going to be a good chazakah? Or do I need two Edom who see the entire 3 year period while I was there? So Gemara says, Amr lo, harei zeh chazaka. He paskins, that's a good chazaka. So Amr lo, afan yomer kein, I say the same thing, I agree to you, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Abba Chalafta, whoever's talking to who, they both are in agreement that this is a good chazaka. However, elish Rabbi Kiva chalik b'davar. Rabbi Kiva argues and says it doesn't work. Shehaya Rabbi Kiva omer, davar v'lochatzi davar. And each independent year of the chazaka is an independent year. It's a chatzi davar, it means nothing. You need the whole package. So he would hold, you need the same two edim in all 3 years. So he must also not be the author of our Mishnah that allows the Shnai Machirim, the two other Edim, to testify alone on the Tvich Mechiri, even though that's a Chatzi Davar that works for our Mishnah, but that wouldn't work for Rabbi Akiva. Amar says, Amar Abai answers back, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva could still be the author of our Mishnah. Mila Modi Rabbi Akiva, does Rabbi Akiva not agree in the following case? Vishnaim Omrim Kidesh, Vishnaim Omrim Baal. So if two people say that there was Kedushin, they witnessed their Eda Kedushin, and two people were witnessed the Bia, which in essence is Eda Yichud. So some Masada Kedushin are Makbe, that the same Edim for the Kedushin be the same Edim for the Eda Yichud. Based on this idea. I was at a wedding recently where I was Eda Kedushin, they made me be the Eda Yichud as well. Usually give the Eda Yichud to like the friends. At this wedding they had given the same Eda Kedushin as Eda Yichud.
This is the case of two different people.
This is?
That somebody Kedushin. The woman in Nisan,
and
two others saying that somebody else was bad in
Iyar. So look, as Rashi says, look at Rashi on top there. So Rashi says, "B'shaim omim kidesh ploni esa isha b'nisan, b'shaim omim bal ish acher b'Iyar." So two different people.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on here? So look at Gemara now. So in this case, so moder mila moder b'kidesh b'kiva natei b'shaim omim kidesh b'shaim omim bal. Diafagav the Ede Bia Tzrichel Ede Kedushin, Kevin the Ede Kedushin, Lo Tzrichel Ede Bia, Davar Krinabe. So he says as follows, that even though the Ede Bia, the Ede Yichud, need Ede Kedushin, because Ede Yichud is nothing unless it's Kedushin prior to it, so therefore that Ede Bia would be considered a Chatzi Davar, Ede Kedushin is considered a full Davar, because you don't need the Ede Bia to have Ede Kedushin. You can have the Ede Kedushin, and now they're engaged, even though you don't have Edom who took them to the next stage necessarily. So what's going on here? So says Rashi says, Da'afagav, De'edibia, Habam lahamis, Tzrichan le'edis ha'kedushin, even though the edibia that she was with another man afterwards requires edi kedushin, di lo kidsha, iklanemer p'nuyohi. Right, because if you didn't have the kedushin prior, that she's already married, it wouldn't be any misa. So the edibia require edi kedushin. But came in the Eide Kedushin, lo tzich in the Eide Bia, the Balav Ninhu, Shavalu, Kamai, Eshizish, Leasar, Akolholam. That's considered Davar, who Ap Eide Shabia, Kaim, Veneragis. What's going on here is as follows. That, since when you have Eide Kedushin, that's considered Davar, now they're considered Eshizish, she's considered married in Eshizish, So therefore, that already is considered filed away, and that's done. So it's already yadua that they're already married. So later on, when you have Eidei Bia that she was with another man, that's considered a davar as well. Because as long as you can view one half as independent, then the other half is also viewed as independent as well. It's not considered chatzi davar. So here to also bring it back full circle to our case, Hachanami, afagav Eidei Tvicha Tvichel Eidei Gneva, even though the second set of Eidim require the Eidis on Gneva first, but Kevin the Eidei Gneva lo Tvichel Eidei Tvicha, davar krinabe. Since Eidei Gneva stand alone, that the Eidim on the Gneva is good, we don't care what happens afterwards, we view the case as a Gneva case, and that's already established. So then we could view the Eidei Tvicha as something independent as well, and as a full davar, and it's possible that Rabbi Kiva could even be the author of our Mishnah as well. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbanan hai davar velochati davar l'mutei mai. So Rabbanan also agreed to this drasha. It says that Yakum davar, to exclude chatzi davar doesn't work. What's the case of chatzi davar? We saw Rabbi Kiva what it was. Rabbanan arguing Rabbi Kiva, so they think that the two Eidim on each independent year is actually considered a davar in its own right. What's a chatzi davar according to the Rabbanan that they say doesn't work? Lemute mai, lemute echad omer echad begavav echad omer echad bekrisa, referring to when they're looking to see when a person has reached the age of shesaros. So it says Rashi says, Lamute echad omer achas begava, because la shavya gedola, linen onjin. A woman, a girl was doing something she should get punished for. They want to know whether she has shtei saros to know whether she's chayv onjin, or linen she kedusha kedushin, or maybe to see if she's old enough that the kedushin that she accepted upon herself is a good kedushin. So now it says Rashi, begava seher reisi bekishrei etzba oseha. Chati davar seher, they see kishrei etzba oseha on her knuckles. I believe the Rashbam in Baal Basra says it's different. He's referring to Achas Basara, one in Ba'osa Malkum, that area, one towards the back, one's towards the front. I think it's how the Rashbam understands this. So the way it's understood is it's really, according to, they quote here on the side of Rashi in Nida and Rashbam in Baal Basra. Referring to Shtei Saros Ba'osa Malkum, so one's in the back and one's in the front. So the Gemara says that if one testifies about the front, one testifies about the back, one here, one here, there, that they say, it's chatzi davar. That's the example where it doesn't work. Where it says chatzi davar, chatzi edisu. That's chatzi edis because there's only one aid on each one. So Ella, what it means is, lemute shnaim omrim echad begava v'shaim omrim echad bekrisa. Now, two aidim testify about one hair. The other two aidim testify on another hair. That's when we say chatzi davar. That's the case. Hani Ami Ketanhi. So this one says she's a Ketana, one says she's a Ketana, I mean that's a Chatzi Davar. If they only see one hair, that means independently she's a Ketana, she doesn't have Shtei Saros. That's why it's a Chatzi Davar. That's the example that the Rabbanan say is being excluded from Davar below Chatzi Davar. Okay, the Gemara now quotes in the Mishnah, we said, Ganav Hamachav Shabbos, we said it was a good sale. A person sells something on Shabbos, it's a good sale, and he would pay Dalad Vehe. Even though it's Shabbos, the Isser of selling on Shabbos is only an Isser Midirbanan, based on the Mishnah and Be'ah, that we're concerned you might write something down. But the actual sale itself is an Isser Midirbanan. There's no Isser Deraisa, there's no Chiv Misa. So therefore, it's a good sale, and he would have to pay Dalad Vehe. But the Gemara asks about Hatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, Pater, that if a person does sell on Shabbos, he's actually Pater, because Kam Levi D'Rabbi Minei. So how does that make sense? Where's the Isser, where's the Chiv Misa on a Mechira? Why would you be pater from Dalad Vehe for selling something on Shabbos? So Amar Rami Bar Chama Kitani Hahi, the pater, the Braisa that says your pater is the situation, Bomer Lo, Akutz Te'ena Miteanasi, take a fig from my fig trees, V'tikni Li Gnuvaseich, and it will be compensated for your stolen object. Meaning what? So let's say I'm the Ganav, I stole someone's cow, I stole Avi's cow. So now I'm selling it to Harry, so Harry says, you know what, on Shabbos, says, you know, instead of him paying me, take the figs. I'm going to take Harry's figs as payment. Here's the cow, and I'm going to have the figs on Shabbos. So we know taking the figs off on Yontif is a violation of Ketzira, it's a Melacha. So there, since I'm taking the figs off on Shabbos, it's a Melacha Chi Misa. That's why the Braisa says I'm Pater from Dalad Vehe. That's the Kamle B'dirabi Mine. Gemara says, wait a second. Amri, V'cheben d'chitavalai kamen bedina lo amrinen le zil shalim simchai b'nafshahu. Now let's say I go ahead, I take off the figs, I don't give Harry the cow. I'm a ganav. I stole once, I'm going to steal twice. I stole the object, the cow initially, and he wants the cow, he says, take the fig, I take off the fig, he says, now he wants his cow. He takes me to Beis Din, he says, listen, he made a deal with me. He wants the cow. Is the cow going to make me, is the Beis Din going to make me pay the cow? Of course not. I'm Chai Misa now, for taking off the figs on Shabbos. It's a Chil Shabbos now. So that coming with the Rabbi Menei means I'm also Pater from paying back the cow to him that I owe him. So therefore it's not Gum Mechira. No, it is. So the same act of me as I'm taking the figs, that's a chil Shabbos. But most taking the money.
Because you didn't give him the cow.
Right. So now I owe him the cow now for taking the money. But now he can't take me to Beis Din. Beis Din says we can't make him pay because we're giving him a death penalty. He's getting skila, so we can't make him pay. So if I'm not making him pay, Beis Din's not making him pay. That means it's not a good mechira. And if it's not a good mechira, so then there's nothing to talk about here. There's nothing to be potter from. So, fine. So Gemara says, you know the cases where I'd be potter in paying back the dalav hay? Ela amar papa beomer lo zrok gnevu seich lechatzerai betikni gnuva seich. Harry says to me, throw the cow, that's not a good example of throwing the cow, but let's just say, throw the cow into his yard. So I throw the cow into his yard. And now, it's a good mechira, because we had the deal. And I give him the cow. Now, I've been throwing the cow, though, we're assuming it's a case where there's no Eruv. So there's Isser of Hotzah. Throwing, not only carrying would be Hotzah, but even throwing an object from one Rishus to the next Rishus is Hotzah as well. So as I throw the cow over him, Chayiv Skila for Hotzah, so then I'm Pater from the Dal Vehe. It was a good mechira. We made the deal. He paid me the money already. He gave me the cash on Shabbos, which is fine. There's no Isser Deraisa on paying cash on Shabbos. There's Isser Midrabanan. So the sale is a good sale. I owe Dal Vehe, but the kin is only complete once I throw over the cow to his property. Now at that point, when the acquisition is complete, so now I violated the Isser Otzah, so the Chil Shabbos, the Skila, because of Kamle with the Rabbi Minei, I don't pay Dal Vehe to the initial owner, to the Nignav. That's the case that's going on here. Now the Gemara says...
So he's
yeah.
Going to, he's, that's, right, he's going to the Skinya Chatzer from the guy who's getting
the
it,
lokeach, exactly. The mechir is complete.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be completed. It wouldn't be completed.
Exactly.
But he would still be chayav misa because of hatzah, but it wouldn't be all one act.
Right. So now the Gemara says, Kaman, who is the author of this part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, which is interesting. Before we said we're struggling who's the author of the first half, Rabbi Kiva. Now we're having another opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds the Amar Kluta. The idea is if there is a object that's in the air, we view it as if it's already hunchadami, as if it's already rested, even though it's not. And therefore, the moment I throw it in the air, so once it goes beyond his fence, so now it's viewed as in his chatzer, his konet, Harry's konet, it's also viewed as resting, even though it's not, and a violation of hotzah. So the iser hotzah, the chi of skila, and the chi of dal vehe come at the very same moment. It only works for Rabbi Akiva.
We're saying the brace is Rabbi Akiva. I'm not saying
Rabbi. Oh, yeah, you're right. The brace is the potter, right. The brace is potter, that with the mice of Zerika, both Harry's konet to now be Mechai Midal Vehei, and the Chiv Hotzah kicks in at the very same moment. Because the Iker Rabbanan, if Rabbanan hold, are the author of this brace, and they hold that Misha Kluta Eino Kun Hun Chadami, something in the air is not viewed as resting, it's not until it actually rests on the ground. Does one complete the act of hotzah? So diikrabanan kaven demate lechatzer beso kana. The moment it goes to the airspace of Harry, now he owns it because it's in his airspace of the chatzer. He owns it, but linen Shabbos the chi of skila doesn't kick in lo mechayv ad demate leara until it lands. It needs an actual hanacha, an akira and a hanacha. You need an actual hanacha. So in this case, I'm chayv dal vehei when it's in the air, and then later on I'm chayv misa for when it lands on hotzah. So they come at two different points. It's not. With one Maisa, I'd be chayv both, I'd be chayv even dal vehe. So the Brisa that says Pater has to be Rabbi Kiva, who thinks in the same moment it's in the airspace, there's a kinyan for the chayv dal vehe, and there's also Isser, Hotzah, Chiv Skila. Fine. The Gemara says, no, it could be even according to Rabbanan, Bomer lo tikni li gnuvaseich achet hanuch. If Harry says to me that the Gneva won't be his until it lands in my chatzar, he doesn't want his airspace to work, want Mamas to land, so then even the Rabbanan could say, the moment it lands, the Gneva goes over to Harry, which means I'm Chayv Dal Vehei, But at the same time, the Chiv Skila kicks in when it lands, which means the Kamleb the Rabbi B'nei, the Chiv Skila, will override the Chiv Dal V'hei, and that might be the author of the Brisa, which is Pater, can even be according to the Rabbanan. Everyone's good still? Beautiful. And Marna says, Rava Amar, the Yolam Kirami Barchama. Really, we could hold like Rami Barchama. Remember, Rami Barchama was the initial suggestion where he said, Harry said to me, listen, cut off some of the figs. And that'll be the payment of the Gneva. Instead of him paying me money, I'll have some of the figs. So I go ahead and cut the figs off on Shabbos. I violate the Isser of Ktsira Mchai Misa. So Mchai Misa, that's why I'm potter from Dal V'hei. We said that's not a good Mechira. If Harry can't take me to Bezdin to give the cow that I owe him, that can't be considered a good Mechira. That's for sure potter. There's not even anything to talk about there. So says Rava, even in the world of Rami Bar Chama, it could still make sense. Why? He says, Essen and Asr Torah. You know, in Essen, money that's given to a Zona, that is Asr Torah. Vafilu ba'alima. Even if the Zona is his own mother, which is an Isser of Arayos, that money, the Essen, is still Asr to be used for any carbon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Asr Torah lahavi lebeis hamikdash lechal davar. A person gives money or an animal to a Zona, that animal, even if it's a kosher animal, cannot be used ever for a carbon. That's it. There's a certain stigma. There's a pagam. Now that means that mamo now is aser. There's a chiv tashlumim of some sort. So vafilu baal imo, says Rashi, v'nasan latchle be'esana aser. Person is with his own mother, which of course is a chiv misa, and he gives a tle as an esnan afag. So that esnan is aser. So what's going on here? Even though the son may have never paid the animal to the mother, so let's say she takes her own son to Bezdin. He didn't pay me for the service. So now we don't say to go ahead and we make him the son pay, because he's Chai Misa for being with his mother. So he's Kamleh the Rabbi Meir, he's Pater. So still, even though that's the case, there still is going to be an Isser on the actual object. Let's look at the Gemara continues to explain here. So Gemara says again, Esen asetara vafilu baalimo vitavala kaman bedin. If she takes her son to the Bezdin, mi amrinan le kum havla esen. Do we say to the son, go pay the esen? No, of course not. He's come there with the rabbi name. Ella, must be, afagav dechika tavala bedina lo amrinan le zil havle. Even though we don't make him pay if he's taking the bezin, if he does give her the money anyways on his own, essen, it's havi essen, still considered essen, it's aser, the object's aser. So now bring it back full circle, hachanami here too as well. Even though regarding payment, itava bedina kamen lo amrina lezil shalem. If Harry takes me to bezin and says, "Wait a second, he took the figs, he owes me that cow back," even though we won't tell me, they wouldn't make me pay, still nonetheless, if I do give it to you, it's a good mechira. Meaning, just because Bezdin can't enforce it, doesn't mean it's not a good mechira. It is a good mechira. We made a deal. I took the money. I took the figs. It was a good mechira. Bezdin can't enforce me. That's fine. Bezdin can't enforce me, but still, it's a good mechira. That's for technical reasons they can't enforce me because kam lev d'rabbi b'nei. But really, legally, it's a good mechira. And since it's a good mechira, I owe dal v'hei. But since I'm chai misa, because I took off the figs at the same time, that exempts me. The Kamleh of the Rabbi Minei exempts me from the Dalad Vehe.
I'm sorry. So before we said that the whole Mechira doesn't exist because if you go to Beis Din, he cannot be told.